Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the heart of the Carolinas, a voice of reason. An oasis of civility and humanity.
I'm on a journey. The pursuit of truth. Not just facts to fill the head, but also life-changing power to change hearts and transform minds. A journey of relationship. To connect to people of goodwill everywhere. To build upon civil society. To transcend tribal divisions with timeless values and love. A growing coalition of choice. Not coercion. Are you with me?
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Yes, it is. The voice of reason. Wow, that's a tough one to live up to there. Okay, you want my reason? Here it is, because I said so. No, I'll try to use more reason than that. Jimbo Haddon sitting in for Vincent this morning, and a pleasure to have you with us. And calls and texts, all kinds of stuff. Butch, for example, in Mooresville has picked up the telephony and dialed in. Hi, Butch.
Taking the call. I guess a couple of things I brought out. You know, your last caller doesn't really know too much about what he's talking about with the Trump's tax cuts. My wife got a $2,500 a year raise because of those tax cuts. My next-door neighbor got $5,000 more a year. He's making $500 more a month. And 80 people in my subdivision are averaging between $1,500 and $2,500 more per year. Now, having said that, let's talk about the trillions of dollars that Trump's brought back from overseas. Businesses coming back, people that owed us money. So the trillion that he just spent is coming right back anyway. That's how I'm looking at it. And you got to remember all the jobs that he's created, which puts tax money back into the coffers of the federal government and the state governments. Plus, there's what, still over a million jobs that can't be filled, so he wants to open schools to train people to do what? On bulldozers, diggers, all that sort of thing, electricians, plumbers. What more does this guy want? I'll listen to you now.
All right. First of all the, your points are good. I agree with them. A lot of individuals, in fact, did benefit pretty thoroughly from the tax cuts. And yes, there has been money that's been brought back from overseas. That fact notwithstanding, when it comes to how much money the government takes in and how much money the government spends out, I won't say that it's time to look back at the good old days of Barack Obama, but those two would be in a race as to who could pile up the most red ink. Again, this is not a president who has ever been particularly concerned about budget deficits. And I'm not sure what the point is, the breaking point, obviously at $22 trillion of national debt. We're not at the breaking point. Okay, what about 32, 42, 72? What about 100 billion, $100 trillion worth of debt? I mean, there has to be a breaking point. At some point, we have got to tell ourselves no more spending on the gross national credit card. Another texter here says, let's see, where's the one I was looking for? You people text so fast. Am I the only one happy with Trump? No. A lot of us are happy with Trump. I am happy with President Trump in general. But I would note that he's been far from perfect. I thought the things that I think it was caller Denise brought up were quite on target. No, he has not done what he should have done with Hillary Clinton, which is not to be vindictive. It is to see that, in fact, the laws of the land are equally applied and not wait for the statute of limitations to run out. In terms of the wall with Mexico, the president has done as much as he could do, facing unanimous Democratic opposition on Capitol Hill and far too many Republicans joining them. But having said that, the Mexicans were never going to pay for this wall, short of some kind of tax on the receipts that are sent back to Mexico, which, by the way, is a good idea. I think the second biggest source of hard currency in Mexico is the money Mexican nationals in this country legally or illegally send back to Mexico. That would help pay for the wall. And in terms of, tax cuts and the deficit, again, there's only so far that the Laffer curve can go. So that would be the gist, I think, of what I have to add, namely that he's done a generally good job. Now, in the real world of pluses and minuses, compared with any Democrat running so far, and in fact, any Democrat I could even conceive of, I'll have to vote for him again. I really will. And are there times that he infuriates me? There are times that I wonder if he's trying to be his own worst enemy. He blurts before he thinks far too much. His job is not to be Toastmaster General of the United States and entertain us. His job is to govern. And sometimes that involves maybe holding your tongue a little bit and not driving away potential votes. The president is awfully hung up on his base. And I would remind the president that his base did not elect him. His base elected him along with a lot of other people like myself who were not thrilled with Donald Trump, did not vote for him in the primaries, wouldn't have. But when it came down to him or Hillary Clinton in the Oval Office, history should forever treat him kindly just for keeping her out of the Oval Office. So the texter asks, am I the only one happy with Trump? No, but happiness is a relative commodity. I'm generally happy with him. And I would certainly have no problem with him staying in office, particularly given the fact that he will win the Republican nomination and that there's not a Democrat out there running who could conceivably receive my vote. The Democrats come in 24 different shades of odious. Some are worse than others. But that still doesn't mean I'm going to vote for any of them. All right. Let's see here. Texter Sora, Jim, I think the best way to stop this transgender BS is when there is a trans female racer, all the real women just stand up when the gun goes off and not race. What say you, Jim and Easley? I'll be honest with you on that whole issue. We've had, of course, people running in races and the like, who are former men, quote-unquote, who still have more than their share of testosterone. There was a race that was held at some high school event not too long ago, and the top two winners in this event were both transgender men. Turned girls, we are told. And the third place winner, the only real double X chromosome in the race, her reaction was, oh, well. And I remember thinking, is that it? Oh, well? That's it for the end of treating women with some respect in athletics? I was rather amazed at that. I'll be honest, but this is what I would do. There ought to be three categories of racing, and that is to say, boys who are boys, girls who are girls, and all of the above. Anybody else, you put them all in one category, a third category. That, I think, would be a very acceptable answer, acceptable to me, not, I'm sure, to many others. All right, here. I love this text. Jim, since you are a fair and objective person, why don't we just stop there? Jim, since you are a fair and objective person, it's now 11:13. Oh, I'll read the rest of it here. Okay, please put your psychological hat on and allow me to ask what type of person uses derogatory pet names to belittle their adversaries, e.g. Sleepy Joe, Crazy Nancy, Little Lindsay. What are your thoughts? I don't mind his names so much. I wish they were more meaningful. Okay, Crazy Nancy, well, at times, I'll put it this way, she has been a little befuddled. I don't think that Nancy is exactly...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In her A game, she's lost a step. Little Lindsay, that one I never understood, that Little Marco, what the hell, does that matter? I mean, what would he say against Kamala Harris, who I think is like 4'10"? What would he make up for her? But and sleepy Joe, what does sleepy mean? He's not sleepy. He has bad judgment. This notion that to run for president or be president, you must be full of energy. Not really. That's again, it's sophomoric. And it is unfortunate that so much of what the president puts out, not all, and he's gotten better, but so much of what he's put out could easily pass for graffiti on the boys' room of a middle school. And that's the kind of thing that that bothers me about some of the... If he were more clever, I could buy into that. But Sleepy Joe, Little Lindsay, I mean, he needs better writers, if you want to know my honest opinion. But anyway, am I happy with the president? Generally, yes. Will I vote for him? Almost certainly. If a genuine conservative challenged him in the primaries, I would, but William Weld is not that person. This is Jim Bohannon for Vince Coakley, and we have now 4 minutes before, 14 after 11.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
All right. By the way, Acosta Heating and Cooling has the coolest experience for you come the 4th of July. And that would be seeing the largest fireworks show in the area from the best seats. And then 4 tickets to see the Charlotte Knights versus the Norfolk Tides July 4th. And then, my friend, you'll sit on the field for Sky Show 2019. So head to WBT.com/contest to get in to win. Okay, all of you listeners out there to the Vincent Coakley radio program, it's only me, Jim Bohannon, the second string, playing out the game here, and sitting in for Vince 20 minutes past 11 a.m. on this Wednesday morning, and all kinds of stuff, of course, to talk about today, starting with whatever's on the mind of Alvin in Charlotte. Hello, Alvin.
Yes, Jim. You know, I think when it comes down to Title IX and they decide this about the transgender, I think we should have the male sports, female sports, and the transgender. And then anybody identifies that, they could join that and maybe have, you know, like state championships, nationals, and transgender, events and everything, and let them, don't take away from the biological identity of each individual, whether male or female, you know, but have their own, you know. This is shortchanging these young ladies, and I hope that it's ruled in their favor.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Seriously, just a separate category. Men becoming women, women becoming men, whatever. I mean, there are so many categories these days, it's hard to keep track. But absolutely, make that a separate category. Give all the scores. Boys high school tennis, Joe Blow won. In girls high school tennis, Sally Schmo won. In the transgender, whatever his or her name is, one in mixed singles, for example, just to give one example. So, I agree with you. I think that is exactly what should be done. I really do. Fine, if you want to recognize them, fine. But don't pretend that somebody with the muscle mass of a young man just a few months ago is all of a sudden a girl. That's not fair to anybody involved. So I share your views entirely, and thank you for your thoughts on that, Alvin. Appreciate it very much. It's now 11:22, and we got Jim in Inman to offer us some thoughts here this morning. Good evening, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, I want to set the record straight with your callers that call in and talk about the tax cuts that Trump put in. I do taxes. I've done 100 tax returns this past year, anywhere from $28,000 a year for a single person to a couple business people I have up to about $200,000 a year, small business people. Every single one, 100 out of 100, gained a return almost double what they got the year before. Almost double. Now, these people that think that that...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cuts will only for the rich are out of their mind. They're listening to the drive-by media. They don't know what they're talking about. They buy into that crap that the drive-by media puts out. And I'm telling you, as a guy that does taxes, my wife and I are both on Social Security. So I do these on the side for extra money.
No, I don't doubt for one minute that you're telling the truth. And for those, even the ones that go to the rich, I would point out that that rich people tend to invest in jobs and the like. Most people who get smaller returns, granted they make retail purchases usually, which has its own impact on the economy, but job creation is the province of the wealthy. So I don't begrudge people of means who reinvest their money and create jobs for the rest of us. My problem is that at the end of the day, the deficit keeps growing, and we need so desperately in this country a balanced budget amendment with teeth in it. I prefer, in fact, a surplus budget amendment that would say, except in times of a declared war or an economic downturn similar to 1929, not the piddling little affair of 2008, that you would have to send 1% of all federal revenues to the national debt. We simply cannot keep going down this road. I'm happy for all those people who got income tax rebates, if you will. But that fact notwithstanding, too many of us are still getting a free ride on too many things out there. If we get $100 in services from the government, then we ought to be paying $100 in taxes. And if we don't like paying $100, then if you only want to pay $90, then you should only get $90 in services. That's my problem. And I guess that was sufficient for Jim. All right, Anita in Piedmont, next up here on the Jim Bohannon version of the Vince Coakley program at 11:25. Hi, Anita.
Okay, I've got two comments on two different topics that you brought up, and yours on the deficit is a great one. But I do believe everything that Trump has been trying to get enacted and doing, bringing business back, if we can get control of the dang border and then control the spending. I mean, we spend hundreds of billions a year on illegal immigration alone for services. So if we could curtail that, I think we're going to be able to get control, but they're going to have to control the spending. Secondly, I am so sick of hearing people talk about Trump's name-calling. When you've got the leaders of the Democratic Party, you got the mainstream media, so-called, and here they're calling anybody a supporter of Trump, Trump himself, a homophobe, a racist, white supremacist, and the list just goes on and on and on. And now we're going to talk about white masculinity. Let's talk about that name calling, because that's what's dividing this damn country.
I don't disagree with the word you say, Anita. My only complaint is that if he's going to name call, I wish he could be a little more clever in his name calling.
Absolutely. Well, he is at times. I think he'll come up with some better ones.
Well, I would certainly hope so. But you're quite right. There's a double standard at play here, that that people who support the president are racist, fascist, homophobe, Islamophobe, thisophobe, thatophobe, whereas anything that the president makes up about his opponents is not fair. Well, no, I'm sorry. That's a double standard. But again, that's typical of what you get on the left. What can I tell you? Anita, I think you're right on target. I appreciate your thoughts very much, and thank you for joining us today on the Vince Coakley radio program. We have Greg somewhere, and I'm not sure just where Greg is.
Hey, is
Fort somewhere? Go ahead, Greg.
Yes, sir. What I was calling about was, you were talking about taxation earlier, and several people have claimed that it only helped the rich or corporations, but it made a big difference for me, and mm-hmm. I'm not rich or a corporation.
No, many people have been helped in the notion that it only helps the rich is not true. My problem is that too many of us are getting help, quite frankly. We are spending money, and if we're spending money, we should be forced to pay for it. And if we don't like paying for it, then we should be getting less from the government. But right. we should not have an option to put things on the gross national credit card. That should be not allowed by constitutional amendment. We should be forced to pay for what we're getting.
And I understand that. You were saying that before. I was separating the deficit from people saying the tax cut was no good.
I understand. I understand. And you're quite correct. And my point, again, I guess transcends the discussion you were having with those other people. Yes, you're right, and they're wrong, that all kinds of people get benefit from the tax cuts. But I still think that my point, again, to pardon the phrase, trumps the difference. And that is that we shouldn't be getting a lot of these cuts in the first place until we are paying for everything that we get. Now, my choice would be to cut back on a lot of the stuff that we are getting. I would spend less. But you can't just spend a certain amount and then pay less in taxes. Jim Bohannon for Vince Coakley. Stand by. We got more coming up here on this Wednesday morning. It's 11:29.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
And happy to have you aboard this morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Jim Bohannon sitting in for Vince today. And it's a delight to be able to chat with all of you folks out there. We have a text line, of course, that is always worth checking out here. Jim, communism is alive in progressives. Google Communist Manifesto of 1963 in the Congressional Record for proof. Their first step to communism is socialism, and they took possession of the Democrat Party under Johnson, 1965. Well, it can be considered a first step, but certainly the tendency in that direction goes far back before Lyndon Johnson. The first step in that direction occurred in 1932 when Franklin Roosevelt was elected president and began sticking the Democratic Party's toe in the waters of communism. And the second thing to keep in mind, socialism is not communism, okay? I mean, let's at least keep that straight. There are no gulags in Sweden, okay? Socialism is just a dumb way to run an economy. Communism is a combination of socialism and fascism that is among the most brutal regimes on the face of the earth. There were not millions.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Of people murdered in Norway or Denmark, okay? So let's at least get the two separate there, all right? Time is now 23 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. And let's see what else we got here. Jim, is the debt problem about the increasing cost of servicing the debt? Partially. Yeah, the interest on the debt alone is one of the biggest single items that we pay out every year. That's true. And then the texter goes on, does that mean it competes with capital investment for capital? Oh, yeah, it competes with everything. I mean, interest on our debt, we pay off that interest on our debt before we get around to buying any missile silos or uniforms for park rangers. And it's a huge item. The interest on our debt, just the interest, is one of the biggest single items where your federal dollars go. It's got to stop. I don't know exactly where the tipping point is. I don't want to find out. Now, I know we're not Greece or Argentina or Spain, but I don't want to be. But we're trying really hard, and we've been trying really hard to be Greece for a very long time. Our economy is strong, but that doesn't mean it's invincible. You can tear it down if you try hard enough, and goodness knows we have been trying hard enough. This is an area on which I wish the president and I were in greater agreement. Let's see, as the saying goes, there is no free lunch. How true. Did you know that investors have pulled billions out of equity funds and put that into bond or debt funds? It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me at all. You hear about some of the things that are put forward, of course, by the Democrats. Free college! Free college! Think about that for a moment. Free college would mean that the teachers teach for free, the administrators administrate for free, and all the secretarial help do with all their stuff, and the maintenance people and the janitors all do their things for free. In buildings, that were built with donated materials by workers who did not get paid from contractors who did not receive a penny in profit. That would be free college. Democrats are not talking about free college. They're talking about college paid for by the rest of us. And they need to be called on that in every single case, all right? Let's see. Tax cuts stimulate the economy and create a net gain to the U.S. Treasury in additional taxes paid because of, and the feds have to stop spending. Tax cuts do stimulate the economy, but they do not create a net gain necessarily. There are circumstances in which tax cuts, that's what's called the Laffer curve, okay? There are circumstances under which you can cut taxes by, let's say, $100, and you wind up so stimulating certain activity that you get $110 in taxes. But that isn't everywhere. The Laffer curve does not extend up and down the scale of expenditures. There are places where you don't get anything, and you need to know about that. Texter, Jim, do you think there will be a time in America where we will see hyperinflation? I don't know why we haven't seen it now, and I don't see how we can avoid it. At some point, I really would think that, in fact, this will happen. I really do. I just don't see how we can avoid it. I honestly wish I did. I wish I did. Let's see here. Tell it like it is. Get on that bandwagon. Okay. Well, I am trying to tell it as I think it is. I really am. I'm trying to be a good little talk show host here. And I try not to be a cheerleader for anybody. I really don't. If the president is wrong, in my view, I will say so. I think on balance, the president has been right, certainly in the context of those with whom he is dealing, congressional Republicans and Democrats, no matter where they are. By that context, he's been extremely right. So, as I said, if a true conservative challenged the president in the Republican primaries in 2020, I would probably vote for that person. William Weld, the only declared candidate, is not that individual. John Kasich, a former governor of Ohio, probably will run. He's not that individual either. Of those two, I would still have to vote for Donald Trump. Then come the general election, and one of this pack of 24 dwarfs out there, gee, I mean, there's just no question. I would have to vote for Donald Trump again. Is he perfect? Oh, far from it. Is he acceptable? More than acceptable. And again, he's done a lot of good things. He has a lot of good instincts. He has learned on the job. The presidency is a heck of a place to learn on the job, but he's learned. He's learned on the job. So, for what it's worth. All right. I guess I'm not a complete optimist here. I would like to be. I would really honestly like to be, but I just can't bring myself to be a complete optimist, seriously. We have far too many people in this country who are more than willing to seriously consider socialism as an alternative. They are young people. They are people who, in many cases, have been fed a steady diet of this by faculties with an agenda. But you look at the, again, polling data, but come on, you talk to these young people who come back from college for Thanksgiving and Christmas. You hear what they say, and you wonder if it's your own kids. The fact is that to the extent that young people vote, they're going to tilt this country towards socialism. They believe in it, and I don't think will be satisfied in changing their minds until they recreate a giant Venezuela up here. I would just assume that they not do that. That's just the kind of stuff that I'm thinking about here. All right. Anyway, it's always fun to get to fill in for Vince Coakley. He does a super job, and it's just great that the little old humble me gets his chance to chat with you. It's fun. You're good folks, and I enjoy it, be it on the phone or on the text line. Either way, it's just a lot of fun. And we'll do it again from time to time, so stick around. As I say, more to come, of course, around these parts, and always great programming. So I hope that you'll be a part of that. Here we go.
This is the Vince Coakley Radio Program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.